This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by the Iowa Soybean Association. They're driven to deliver opportunities and results for Iowa's 40,000 soybean farmers. Visit iasoybeans.com to learn more. I'm Dustin Huffman. Well, it's a common complaint we've been hearing during this time of economic hardship. Grocery prices are way too high. Well, so is everything, but grocery prices are really the one we're noticing. It wasn't that long ago that when $100 would buy you a fully loaded grocery cart. Now it buys you three or four bags if you're lucky. This has negatively affected things like eating out, purchasing high-end meats, dairies, and produce, and much more. People are cutting way back on frivolities that aren't essential to everyday living. But what is it costing if you do decide to throw that summertime barbecue? We find out from the folks at the American Farm Bureau Federation next.
Stay up to date on the latest news impacting the soybean industry by attending the Iowa Soybean Association's Summer Soy Series, coming to a community near you. Hear the latest insights on issues directly impacting farmer profitability, productivity, and sustainability, including soybean demand, research, policy, and more. Register by June 17th and be entered for a chance to win an ISA-branded cooler and special door prizes. Register today at iasoybeans.com/events. The Iowa Soybean Association, driven to deliver for Iowa's 37,000 soybean farmers.
So we know that grocery prices are high, but let's say you still want to have that outdoor cookout, maybe barbecue, special gathering, family meal, whatever. But you want to kind of be ready for the sticker shock that's going to come along with that. The American Farm Bureau Federation just released their estimate for the cost of your standard outdoor barbecue, and it may have you thinking about changing your plans to a potluck. Merritt Nelson is an AFBF economist and discusses the results of their 24 summer cookout survey.
Volunteer shoppers across the country, including Farm Bureau members and others, collected data from stores in every state and Puerto Rico. According to our volunteer shoppers, the average cost of a summer cookout meal for 10 people is $71.22, or about $7.12 a person. This is a record high price for our survey, which we've been conducting since 2013. This is 5% higher than last year and 30% higher than just 5 years ago.
Increases have happened across the board with the food products that we serve at our typical outdoor barbecue. There are a few very noticeable increases, though, that have stood out amongst the others. But there have been a few decreases that weren't necessarily expected. And some of that can be attributed to the situations that we face challenging our poultry producers.
The largest price increases in the survey were from ground beef, which was up 11%, and lemonade, which was up 12%. The good news here is that we do have two items that went down in price. That's the price of chicken breasts is down 4% as cases of high path avian influenza have decreased, and chicken populations have recovered from the 2022 avian influenza outbreak. Our potato salad ingredients are 4% less expensive this year, even though egg prices are elevated above historic averages.
Nelson says it's not just the summer cookout that has consumers pinching those pennies tighter. Food costs are going up all over the place. What isn't increased in price has then usually been decreased in quantity.
We have to note the record high costs. We're up 30% in just 5 years. This is causing some serious stress for consumers. That's a big jump, and it's forcing folks to make difficult decisions about the food they consume. It's also important to put this data in a global context because Americans spend a smaller percentage of their money on food than most other countries in the world.
You can learn more about this 2024 cookout survey by visiting the American Farm Bureau Federation website. You can also learn about things that are going on, about what the Farm Bureau is doing to help farmers, and also some of the information that consumers need to know. For Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Dustin Huffman.